Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are in Bismarck at the North Dakota Farmers Union Annual Convention talking with Government Relations Director Matt Perdue. Exciting things going on here. Carbon Alliance, tell us what's happening and what you've got going on with that.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for being here. So one of the things that we're highlighting this week at our convention is the launch of a new program called the Alliance to Advance Climate Smart Agriculture. This is funded with a USDA Climate Smart Commodities Grant. And we in North Dakota Farmers Union is the state lead for our state. We're going to be delivering about $13 to $14 million to farmers and ranchers around the state for adopting or maintaining conservation practices that are good for soil health, are good for water quality, are good for erosion control, and happen to sequester carbon in the soil.
So what does this mean for producers in the state? What kind of opportunities will they have for their individual operations?
So at the farm level, we are providing $100 an acre for up to 160 acres or animal units. It is a pilot, so we're providing an acreage or animal unit cap. But there's going to be producers out there who can receive $16,000 to support the stewardship practices that they are doing or will do on their operation. And I think the really important note here is this program is intended to reflect the total public benefit of those practices. We know farmers and ranchers are great stewards of our natural resources. We want to reward them for that, and that's what this program is trying to do.
And, you know, as we talk about carbon markets and carbon contracts and that sort of thing, there's a lot of, you know, paying for the change with those contracts and whatnot. But you mentioned that this is something that people can find some reward for things that they have been doing.
Yeah, so one of the things that we wanted to establish this pilot for is to show how we can support early adopters, folks who've been doing conservation practices on their operation for years, sometimes decades. How can we make sure that they're not left behind by these programs? And so that's one thing that we are going to do. We are going to support early adopters. We welcome them to apply, and we're going to be supporting their decision to maintain stewardship practices that they're doing already.
All right. Any other details of the program or where people can learn more about it, that sort of thing, before we let you go?
So the program is getting up and running very quickly here. We hope to open enrollment at the end of January, and North Dakota Farmers Union is going to be providing a lot of updates, as will our partners at the Conservation Districts, the Conservation Districts Employees Association, and the North Dakota Grain Growers Association.
All right. Well, certainly exciting, and thank you for taking the time to highlight that program with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Matt Perdue joining us on the Red River Farm Network.